unfair, and unjust.
This is Mission America with Linda Harvey.
The Ohio State Board of Education recently passed a resolution to review every Ohio school lesson and program for white privilege, hate speech, white supremacy, and systemic racism. It's truly a radical's dream and will open the door to all of the far-left causes. Who decides what is hate speech or white privilege? The conservative members of the board fought against this policy, but any objections were considered racist, so the majority passed it. And this will become an invitation to unfair accusations, to rewriting American history, to speech codes, to quotas, even in sports, and possibly to leniency in disciplinary policies. It's actually reverse racism, but even worse than that, it allows any person who is offended, no matter how unsubstantiated their claims are, to dictate what becomes truth and what is declared to be racist. We are seeing where this has already headed, with the mayor of Columbus authorizing the removal of the Christopher Columbus statue from its place at City Hall. This is what countries do when they are being taken over by Marxists. One acceptable version of history is allowed, and it must focus on a story, even if it's wildly distorted, about one group of people being oppressed with no hope by another group, a ruling class. Never mind that in America, some of the ruling class today are wealthy blacks and other minorities who are celebrities, sports figures, musicians, and politicians. We're supposed to forget that actually there is freedom and opportunity for everyone in today's America. No, we're supposed to nurse every grievance and even make things up if needed. Here's an excerpt from what the Ohio Board passed. Quote, "The State Board of Education directs the Ohio Department of Education to re-examine standards and model curriculums in language arts, social studies, mathematics, and science, making recommendations as necessary to eliminate bias and ensure that America's white supremacy, racism, and the struggle for equality are accurately addressed." Unquote. And there's a lot more. We have a petition about this on our website and contact information for Paolo DeMaria, the head of the Ohio Department of Education, who has spoken favorably about all this. So what will be judged to be white supremacy, as we are now seeing many elements of Western civilization and traditional Christianity are considered racist to some? What's out next? The 4th of July, the American flag. This is not about actual racial harmony, but about some groups with an axe to grind, and schools will end up with limited discussions on almost everything, and yet big funding for questionable special interest projects. I've already seen a big push for radical and obscene sex education based now on racial equity. We must speak out, friends. It's not racist to do so, but just the opposite. We must all stand up for the truth because our kids deserve it. I'm Linda Harvey. Thanks for listening.
For more information and lots of news and Christian commentary on today's culture, log on to missionamerica.com. Be sure to listen to Mission America every Saturday afternoon at 1 here on AM 880 and 104.5 FM, The Word, WRFD. And remember, with God, all things are still possible.